are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Imagine if we can see our lives through the lens of eternity. How would that change our priorities, decisions, and daily actions? As Christians, we are called to live with the eternal perspective, recognizing that our time on earth is fleeting compared to the everlasting life promised by God. This mindset not only shapes our values and goals, but also provides hope and purpose amidst life's challenges. We're joined on the line by Evangelist Sketcher, who's going to be helping us with this one. Bonis, good morning. How are you?
Morning, and how are you?
I am good. I hope that you are well.
I'm very well. The Lord is taking care of me.
Amen and amen. I'm going to ask that. Can you please offer a word of prayer before we start?
Okay, let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the gift of life. Now that we are about to hear you speaking to us, may you please help us to listen diligently and help us to apply all what we are going to learn this morning. This is our humble prayer in the name of Jesus. We pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. We are speaking about all things, the time and eternity. Mfundisi, how does living with an eternal perspective impact our daily decisions and priorities?
Yes, prioritizing what truly matters and focusing on relationships and personal growth and contributions that outlast our earthly life. Yes, we need to have long-term thinking. We should think abroad by considering the long-term effects of our choices rather than just short-term gains or instant gratification. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So when we study,
we should also appreciate. Yes.
No, you can continue, Pundis.
We should also appreciate what we have, rather than constantly desiring more and finding joy in the present moment. We should embrace challenges and risks that align with our values, knowing that and learning are essential to our eternal journey. We need to forgive and let go, releasing grudges, forgiving ourselves and others, and letting go of earthly attachments that hinder our eternal progress. So, if we do this, it will help us a lot in the life's journey.
So when we are studying the Bible, Mfundisi, what scriptures remind us of the importance of focusing on eternity?
My sister, we have so many scripture references which can help us on that. Let's first consider Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 to 20. I will read it in our hearing. It says here, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal." We can find another verse, another scripture from Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 to 2. It says again, "Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things." 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58, it says again, "Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm, let nothing move you, always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain." Maybe let me take this last verse, which is from Luke chapter 12, verse 15. It says, "Watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed, Life does not consist in any abundance of possessions. So these are the scriptures which can support the question you have asked my sister.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So how can we now, how can we balance the earthly responsibilities with the focus of eternal rewards?
Yes, we can balance by seeking God's guidance. That's the first thing we should do. The Bible says, in whatever you do, either you eat or drink, we should do it for the glorification of God. James chapter 1 verse 5 says, pray for wisdom to prioritize your responsibilities and focus on eternal things. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 31, recognize your earthly responsibilities as opportunities to glorify God and invest in eternity. There is need to prioritize as well. We should focus on essential responsibilities and delegate or defer less important tasks. We find this in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, which says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all the things shall be added unto you. Lastly, we should balance our work and rest as well. Rest and recharge to maintain productivity and focus on eternal things. Genesis chapter 2, verse 2 to 3. Even God himself rested when he finished creating everything.
Mm-hmm. So what are some practical ways to cultivate an eternal perspective in our lives?
Okay. Here are some practical ways to cultivate an eternal perspective in your life. Number one, daily Bible reading. We should focus on pages or passages that emphasize eternity, such as Psalms 90, Matthew chapter 25, and the whole book of Revelations. These passages and verses, they all emphasize about eternity. So we should focus much on reading these passages. Number two, prayer. Regularly pray for an eternal perspective, asking God to help you see things from his viewpoint. We should not see things from our own point of view, but we should always seek guidance from God. Gratitude practice. Focus on the eternal blessings you have received, like salvation and God's love. So we should have time to count our blessings and see what God has done to us. And that will help us a lot. Moreover, we should engage in activities that have eternal significance, such as evangelism, discipleship, and serving others.
So how can we encourage others, Mpundisi, to adopt an eternal perspective?
Yes, we can encourage others in so many ways. We can encourage them by demonstrating an eternal perspective in their life, and others will be more likely to follow your example.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you should be exemplary. When you live as an example, people will follow you, and it will be very easy for them. We should also practice to share our stories, giving testimonies about our lives and sharing our experiences with others. as well as sharing scriptures and biblical principles that emphasize eternity and explain their practical applications in our lives. It is also good for us to pray for others. We should not only pray for ourselves, but we should consider others as well. As well as praying with others, asking God to give them an eternal perspective and wisdom to prioritize eternal things. Lastly, we should engage in activities that have eternal significance with others, such as evangelism, serving, or voluntary work. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So lastly, Mpundiswami, in what ways does an eternal perspective provide hope during difficult times?
Okay, yeah, that's a good question. Yes, comfort in eternal promises. It helps us to see that our difficulties can serve a greater eternal purpose. It offers comfort in God's eternal promises, such as His presence, His guidance, and ultimate triumph over evil. It also gives heavenly hope by providing hope for the future, eternal life with God, free from suffering and pain. There is an issue of perspective on suffering. It helps us understand that our suffering is not in vain, but can have eternal significance. Lastly, it gives us strength in eternal God. Reminds us of God's eternal nature and strength, which can sustain us during difficult times. Yes.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Mfundisi, for that one there. I'm hoping that our listeners got the gist of the issues of time and eternity. I'm going to ask Mfundisi that, can you please offer a word of prayer as we close?
Let's pray. We thank you, God, for your guidance. Help us as we continue to study your word. Help us to live as we are learning the word. Bless each and everyone who have been listening to this program. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Pundisi, thank you so much. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you so much. You're welcome.
Bye. You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.